AP Radio News.
I'm Ross Simpson. The family of a black man who was shot and killed this week by a black police officer in Charlotte, North Carolina, viewed police video of the shooting late today, but members of Keith Scott's family didn't say anything as they left police headquarters. Police have said Scott got out of his SUV with a handgun, but attorney Justin Bamberg says Scott's family told him he would not have been carrying a weapon.
My understanding, based on talking with his family, is that he did not own a gun, that he did not habitually carry a gun. And as far as we know, we still don't know if there was or was not a gun even there.
Bamberg says he couldn't tell after watching police video if the man had anything in his hands when he was shot. The governor of North Carolina has mobilized the National Guard to prevent another night of vandalism and looting in downtown Charlotte, like what occurred last night when stores in the area were looted. The twin sister of an unarmed black man shot and killed by a Tulsa, Oklahoma police officer says her family is pleased that the officer has been charged with first-degree manslaughter. But Tiffany Crutcher says the charges don't change the fact that her brother is gone.
God gets all the glory out of all of this.
Amen.
And I'm just grateful. But while we are pleased to learn that the officer who senselessly killed my beloved twin brother will face criminal charges for her reckless act, we understand that nothing will bring him back.
District Attorney Steve Kunstweiler says people, even police officers, must be held accountable for their actions if they break the law.
It is the shared responsibility of all who have the ability to control their reactions to do just that.
Officer Betty Shelby faces 4 years and perhaps life in prison if convicted. This is AP Radio News. The Education Department is withdrawing recognition of the nation's largest accreditor for nonprofit colleges.
The decision could force schools to close, and it threatens financial aid to hundreds of thousands of students. The Accrediting Council for Independent Colleges and Schools has been accused of lax oversight of its schools, which included those once owned by the now-defunct Corinthian Colleges. The action could force hundreds of schools to find the new accreditor within 18 months, or lose out on the chance for federal financial aid programs. The agency has 10 days to decide if it'll appeal the decision. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Computer hackers swipe personal information from at least a half billion Yahoo accounts in what's believed to be the biggest digital break-in at an email provider. The hacking comes as Yahoo's CEO tries to close a $4.8 billion sale to Verizon. I'm Ross Simpson. AP Radio News.